CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Shocking new numbers show cancer cases are expected to spike dramatically over the next two decades. CBS's Matt Piper has details.
Cancer cases and deaths among men are expected to surge by 2050. Researchers are projecting an 84% increase in cancer cases and a 93% increase in cancer deaths among men worldwide between 2022 and 2050. Seniors and people living in lower developed countries will bear the brunt of those cases, and researchers say men have higher cancer rates because they do not get screened as much as women.
They also tend to smoke and drink more, the Australian study published in a peer-reviewed journal of the American Cancer Society. Crews are now starting to tear down a church in Texas where a gunman killed more than two dozen worshipers in 2017. It's considered the deadliest church shooting in U.S. history. Until now, that facility has been kept as a memorial. Some families did want to preserve it. Israel's bracing for retaliation after a violent weekend in the Middle East. CBS's Remy Innocencio reports from Tel Aviv.
Israel's military now saying that it killed 31 militants. This is at the Al-Tabin school and mosque compound in Gaza City. That was on Saturday morning during sunrise prayers. People at the compound said that there were no militants there. Gaza's Ministry of Health, which we have to say is run by Hamas, said at least 90 people were killed. And if that is true, that would make it one of the worst mass casualty events since October 7th.
The Trump campaign blames Iran for allegedly hacking its system. Andrew Boyd is the former chief of operations for counterterrorism at the CIA.
I think we can expect quite a bit more out of it from the Iranians, either, you know, hacking and leaking documents or the disinformation space.
But intelligence officials say Russia is still the biggest cyber threat heading into the election. Donald Trump will be on X tonight. The former president was banned from the platform after January 6th, then welcomed back by Elon Musk. And now the two will have a live conversation, Musk saying it'll be unscripted with no limits on subject matter. Forecasters have issued a tropical storm warning in the Caribbean as a disturbance approaches. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says it could strengthen and become Ernesto soon.
Real concern now is going to be whether this storm makes a landfall on Wednesday morning in Puerto Rico. The wind's likely to be around 50 miles an hour when it makes that landfall, and it would do so right around the sunrise time frame.
Ernesto could be a hurricane by early Thursday. And hundreds of firefighters are fighting a massive forest fire now from the air and ground in Greece. It started yesterday, but has since blown up near Athens, where people are now scrambling to evacuate. That fire fueled by strong winds and drought. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Two people were rescued from a fire on Green Street in Racine early yesterday. It caused about $35,000 in damages, and the two people rescued from a front porch roof were not injured. There are reports today the groundhog got out. In a strange incident yesterday on State Street in Racine, a 52-year-old man was bitten by a groundhog and attempted to hold on to the animal. As rescue teams tried to intervene, a bystander with a suitcase helped secure the groundhog. The 65th Assembly District primary features Democrats Ben DeSmit and Kyle Flood competing for the nomination following Todd Onstad's retirement. DeSmit has Onstad's endorsement, while Flood focuses on transparency and reform. A proposed 0.5% sales tax in Racine County aims to generate additional revenue for property tax relief. 51% of the tax revenue allocated would be for that purpose. Public hearings will be held next month to discuss the proposal. And tomorrow is the partisan primary election, where voters can choose candidates from one of five political parties listed on the ballot. Officials remind voters that selecting candidates from different parties will invalidate their votes. You can request a new ballot if you make a mistake. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Dodgers are coming to town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a four-game series against the L.A. Dodgers tonight in Milwaukee. Veteran lefty Clayton Kershaw on the mound for Los Angeles against the Brewers' Freddie Peralta. Yesterday, the crew got a look at lefty D.L. Hall, back for the first time since going on the IL last April. Manager Pat Murphy.
Best he's thrown all year, my opinion, that I've witnessed. Thought he deserved better luck. I don't think he would have given up but one run. I thought he maintained it. I thought he was very good.
The Brewers losing 4-3 to the Reds, snapping a 5-game winning streak for Milwaukee. NFL, Packers back at practice this week. Then they head to Denver to play the Broncos Sunday night. The Badgers have a quarterback competition going on. Is it going to be Tyler Van Dyke or Braden Locke?
These guys are battling right now, and I think the advantage that Braden has is he has a year under his belt and a huge working knowledge, and he is twice the player that he was last year. I just said that in the staff meeting the other day. He is vastly improved.
That's offensive coordinator Phil Longo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A gorgeous day here today with plenty of sunshine and high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. Tomorrow, bright, beautiful, and back to the low 80s. We'll put that on repeat one more time for Wednesday before a soaker hits us on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
J.J. Jackson, but it's all right on WRJN. Now, I grew up in, you know, the late 70s, the early 80s. So MTV was a big thing for me in my teenage years. And I remember there was a VJ on the network named J.J. Jackson, just like the singer of that last song. But that was a different person altogether. MTV's Jackson was also a prominent disc jockey.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. See the light. Love, love is the answer.
Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Baby. So bad. It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
Local news, timeless hits, and the Milwaukee Brewers, the perfect soundtrack to summer. Well, the Brewers fell to the Cincinnati Reds yesterday, and manager Pat Murphy talked about D.L. Hall's performance on the mound.
Yeah, I think he's since he's been a starting pitcher, I think he's become more of a complete pitcher, and that's kind of cool. He's really become a pitcher, at least he showed today. That's some very capable hitters over there in that lineup.
Brewers try to bounce back tonight against the Dodgers. 7:10 first pitch. We'll have the pregame for you at 6:35 on WRJN.
Come see what's brewing. The Milwaukee Brewers.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media, now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Seasons, Big Girls Don't Cry on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. So we were talking before about how the Olympics are over now. So what are you going to watch on TV tonight? The question always comes up at the end of the Olympics. What new sports do you think you'll see next time around in the Olympics? One of my Facebook friends said, how about skee ball?
Something's wrong between us.
that your laughter cannot hide, and you're afraid to let your eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. Woman, have you got cheating on your mind? On your mind? I've seen the way men look at you when they think I don't see, and it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really killing me.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. You know what's also back on RJN? Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. You can hear archived versions of the rest of the story with Don Rosen mornings at 7:25, and then again with Cindy Huber just after the new news at 12:05. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's elections administrator is offering some last-minute guidance for voters ahead of tomorrow's primary. Megan Wolf is offering reminders for voters and taking questions from reporters. This is the first election in 2 years where Wisconsin voters can use absentee ballot drop boxes. One of the big races to watch tomorrow is the Democratic primary in the 3rd Congressional District. Rebecca Cook has been campaigning for 2 years and has the most money. Katrina Shanklin has the backing of party and union leaders.
Can she break through, even though she has less money than Rebecca Cook, who has been a great fundraiser, but she doesn't have that same kind of like support with some of these unions and those people who turn folks out?
Was politics editor J.R. Ross speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. Eric Wilson is also running in the primary. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A proposed 0.5% sales tax in Racine County would help with property tax relief. A statement from County Executive Thomas Roanhouse says the county is looking to generate additional revenue to maintain service levels. The measure at this point would allocate 51% of sales tax revenue to reduce property taxes. The plan will be discussed in public hearings next month. Two people were rescued from a fire early yesterday on Green Street in Racine. Rescue teams got the two people down from the front porch roof. The fire, which started outside, extended into the roof above a second-floor closet, causing $35,000 in damages. A statement says 21 firefighters contained the fire within about 10 minutes. Those two rescued were not injured. Pay attention to that ballot. Lisa Hale has more about Election Day.
Tomorrow is the partisan primary election. Voting officials are reminding you that even though the ballot has five different political parties listed, you can only vote in one of them. If you choose a party but vote for a candidate in another party, your vote will not count. If you make a mistake on your ballot, you can request a new ballot to make the corrections.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Gorgeous day here today with plenty of sunshine and high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. Tomorrow, bright, beautiful, and back to the low 80s. Put that on repeat one more time for Wednesday before a soaker hits us on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
It's Redbone and Come and Get Your Love on WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. So we all know about the Beatles' famous performances, right? There was the Ed Sullivan Show in 1964. Of course, the famous Shea Stadium concert that they did, and the rooftop concert, and many, many more. But it was on this date in 1966, the Beatles performed two shows at the International Amphitheater in Chicago. This was the first stop on what would turn out to be their final U.S. tour. Later in their career, they didn't do any touring. They focused mostly on recording.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day. And I'll send all my loving to you. I'll pretend.
Loving, I will send to you all my
WRJR, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, I guess every year, Wallet Hub puts out a list of the least stressed cities in the United States. And once again this year, Wallet Hub has named Fremont, California, as the least stressed city in the United States. I guess they don't have Facebook there or something.
Give me some of that.
Local news and timeless hits from the Shy Lights and Oh Girl on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. All right. Are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Just a random piece of information to share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is one of the earliest known vacuum cleaners was so large that it had to be hauled from house to house via a horse-drawn carriage. You know, I think if I were interviewing for the job to be the door-to-door salesman for that vacuum cleaner, I wouldn't even make it through the interview. I'd be like, no, that's okay. I don't think so.
As the world around us becomes more and more virtual, sometimes it's nice to take a step back and add a personal touch to celebrate your loved ones. Personal Touch by Julie is a family-owned and operated florist in the Mount Pleasant area for over 47 years with unmatched customer service and talented floral design, making them the area's number one choice for any occasion. Call today at 262-886-9444 and bring your ideas to life. Or better yet, go see the artistic elegance yourself at 5445 Spring Street in Mount Pleasant.
Everybody knows if it's summer season, it's festival season, and Pottawatomie has the winningest one, WinFest. You could make it an awesome August with a share of $500,000. Play with your rewards card for entries, hourly drawings every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. 25 grand in cash and prizes each drawing. It's the $500,000 WinFest. Get in on the fun only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Tom Kelly's carbon fiber mountain bike. Because more than riding his carbon fiber mountain bike, Tom loves telling people about his carbon fiber mountain bike. Friends, family, even a local barista knows about his carbon fiber mountain bike. And that's why Tom's carbon fiber mountain bike, if you haven't heard about it, is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Are you an annoying coworker? Sending emails when everyone else is sleeping? Do they ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should go to Mattress Firm. They have knowledgeable sleep experts that can help you find a better bed, like a Tempur-Pedic. It has technology to keep you cool at night, meaning anyone, even people like you, can sleep. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Hi, I'm Cindy Huber, WRJN's Midday Jock and giant Elvis fan. Listen all this week to win music from the King of Cool and Rock and Roll. We here at WRJN have scoured the very finest vintage record stores to bring you Elvis in CD and vinyl for you all this week when you hear Elvis from one of his iconic movies.
Sometimes life's challenges leave you feeling alone. We all need someone who understands and listens without judgment. That's what the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline is for. 988 is free and confidential. Trained counselors are ready to listen and provide support 24/7 for mental health and substance use concerns. You can contact 988 for yourself or for someone you know. Don't wait. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988wisconsin.org. 988 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you.
Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. Call Funko took the message and they wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. Friday she went away to me goodbye. Hurry home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Coming up, CBS News at 4 and a local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.